Well, I'll tell you this. Something is happening in the spirit. How do I know it? Because the devil is trying to hinder the praise. This morning we got on here ready to touch heaven, and that old nasty, dirty, ugly monkey, slewfoot rascal, tried to hinder the praise. My God, but he didn't stop mine. I praised him when he laid back down and praised him in the bed, and I've been blessing his name all day. Because that man is worthy of the praise. And God told us to give ourselves to praise this week. And I hope you didn't just do it when you was on the phone with me. I hope you didn't just do it on these prayer calls. But I hope you really committed yourself to praising God and thanking him and giving him the glory. Because God said to us that if we would praise him, he was going to give us some insight, some breakthrough, some revelation. And was going to give us direction for our next season. Now listen, we are in a very crucial hour. The end of the world are upon us, and we're the consummation of time, as my former pastor would say. And I'm saying all that to say this, that this is an hour where you've got to be connected to a prophetic voice. You got to be connected to a prophet. You want to stay in a posture of prayer. As you know, KCC, that's all I've been having us doing, praying, calling on God, interceding, calling on the name of the Lord Jesus. And I'm doing that for a reason. Because I know what's coming. I know by the Spirit that a famine is coming. And I know by the Spirit that calamity is coming. I know by the Spirit that dark days are coming. Glory to God. But I also know that no matter what happens, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I know that God will see to it. Hallelujah. That praises are sustained. You know, I like that prayer that David prayed over there in Psalm 6. That was one of the scriptures that we read this week. But David said, Lord, if I'm in the grave, who's going to praise you? Ha! I can't die. Come on, you need to declare that. I can't die. My praise is vital to God. God looks forward to hearing my voice every morning. I have a distinct hallelujah. I have a distinct thank you, Jesus. I have a distinct glory. Even this week while we was in praise, a relationship that was broken apart in my life, the man of God, God mended that thing together this week. God is doing some wonderful things and is happening as a result of the praise. A guy by the name of Bishop James used to sing a song, say, it's in the praise. Your deliverance is in the praise. Your healing is in the praise. Your breakthrough is in the praise. It's in the praise. That's how the song went. It's in the praise. It's in the praise. It's in the praise. It's in the praise. Hiya. It's in the praise, oh Lord. My deliverance is in the praise. Yes, it is. And so one thing that the enemy don't want you to do is praise God. But remember, that's a weapon. Your praise is a weapon against the adversary. My God, the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Why? That thou mightest steal. What you mean? Make that devil back up and behave. You know why? Because God is the devil's boss. Make him behave. So we're going to release some praises in here right now, right where you at, right wherever you are. Get up. We're not going to be lazy with this now, because that man worthy. He's worthy. I'm talking about Jesus of Nazareth. I'm talking about the stone hewed out of the mountain. I'm talking about the great God Jehovah. That man is worthy. Do you understand? And so one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to praise God and give him the glory in the midst of your situation, because good things are happening to those that praise him. So lift your voice right where you are and let's begin to praise God. You don't have to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, for tomorrow the Lord is going to go out among you. God, I bless you. God, I celebrate you. God, I give you the glory. God, I give you the honor. Oba, landele de ketalabashande. God, I love you. God, I honor you. God, I shabak you. God, I give you the praise. God, I give you the honor. You alone are awesome. You alone are powerful. You alone are great. You alone are majestic. You are an awesome wonder. No other power compares to you. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are rich in mercy. You are strong in compassion. You are the God of favor. You are the God of peace. You are the God of strength. You are my battle axe. You are my buckler. You are my strength. You are my way maker. You are my sustainer. You are my wheel in the middle of a wheel. You are the fire that was shut up in Jeremiah's bones. Glory to God. You are Joshua's mighty battle axe. You are Moses' bush of burning. And I give you the glory for being the God of a second chance. I give you praise that you are the children of Israel, cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. I give you praise today that you are our kinsman redeemer. That's who you are. You are the one wonderful lamb. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. You are the God who keeps your promises. You are the God who said you are God all by yourself and you don't need nobody help. You're the God who said beside you there is none other. You're Alpha. You're Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're the first. You're the last. You're the author. You're the finisher of my faith. You're the prince of life. You're the king of glory. Ha! Moshaba, I bless your name. You are beautiful. You are glorious. You are marvelous. You are all-powerful. You are all-knowing. Ilalabasha, yele menke, lenkalomosia. I give you the praise today. I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you. You rule and super rule. You reign and super reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. Judah's lion. Aya, king of Zion. Roar, lion. Roar. Masele, kushalamanda. Ikolomoshata. I give you praise. I thank you today for your goodness toward me. Thank you that you woke me up this morning, clothing in my right mind. Thank you that you gave me the use and activity of my limb. Thank you that you kept my mind all day. You kept me from danger seen and unseen. Didn't have an accident. Didn't get hit by a stray bullet. I give you praise. You kept my body in operation. I give you the glory that all it took was for you to lift your hand and one cell could have went wrong in my body, could have had a pulmonary embolism. Glory to God. Could have had a blood clot. Come on, talk to me. Could have had an aneurysm in my sleeper, but you kept me. You by shine. I laid me down and slept, but I awakened. Why? Because you sustained me. That's who you are. You're my sustainer. You sustain me. It's in you I live. It's in you I move. It's in you that I have my very being. How could I live without you? How could I breathe without you? Without you, I would fail. Without you, I would be nothing. Without you, I'm like a ship without a sail, a mind without a memory, a kitchen, hallelujah, without a sink, a bathroom without a toilet. I'm nothing without you. There's no mountain too high. There's no valley too low. You pursue me. You come after me. You love me with an everlasting love. Your favor toward me is better than life. You drew me with your loving kindness, and I honor you today. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for not changing. Thank you for being the God who keeps your word. Thank you for being the God who don't go back on your promises. Thank you for being the God I can depend on, for being the man that I can talk to. No matter what I say to you, you don't change. You're not mean. Glory to God, but you're loving. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful to me. You are beautiful to me. You are beautiful to me. Your feet are like brass. Your hair is like wool. You're beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I exalt you.
I honor you. I celebrate you. I glorify you. I appreciate you. That means I raise value on you. You're the God who's in charge. You're the God who's in control. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Glory to your master. Glory to your master, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. My soul delights in you. My soul doth magnify you. I bless your name. I bless you at all times. Your praise is in my mouth. Your praise is on my lips. Your praise is in my legs. My feet testified your greatness. My hands testified your greatness. My eyes, every hair on my body, praise you. Every part of my lungs, praise you. Every inch of my body gives you the glory, because you alone, yeah, you alone are worthy. You're worthy of my yes. You're worthy of my yes. You're worthy of my heart. You can have my heart. You can have my worship. You can have it. You're worthy of my thank you. You're worthy of my glory. You're worthy of my hallelujah. You're worthy of my bless. Allah ukusha ikaman sheko. I bless your name because you are beautiful beyond description. You're too marvelous. You're too marvelous. You're too marvelous. You're too marvelous for words. You're too marvelous for words. There's no word that I can come up with to explain your greatness. A man by the name of Paul was caught into the third heavens, and whatever he saw was unlawful. There was no word to describe what he saw. All the things the angels can say is holy. So I join with the choir of heaven. I join with the angels and I say, holy, 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 who was, who is, and is to come. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed, we worship you now. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy to him who sits on the throne. And unto the Lamb be all blessings and glory and honor and power and majesty, dominion. Holy are you. You get the glory. You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. You're too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension. Oh, my Sheke, who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? How can you love me? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Even the Son of Man that thou visitest him. How can you put up with me? How can you love me? How can you look beyond my thought and see my need? Your love for me is eternal. Your love for me is overwhelming. Your love for me is glorious. Your love for me is passionate. And I come on this last day just to let you know there's nothing I won't do for you. Oh, for the rest of my life, I'll serve you. For the rest of my life, I'll praise you. For the rest of my life, I'll give you the glory. You're worthy of it. Yeba, liko, robo seleme, shenkani, lipantalapaya, leba sotololobosha, inalobosha. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my mind. Thank you that I'm not crazy. Thank you for my digestive system. Thank you for my tongue. Thank you for my teeth. Thank you for my mouth. Thank you for saliva. Thank you for tear dust. Thank you for sweat. Thank you for skin. Thank you for breath. Thank you for my legs. Thank you for my ankles. Thank you for my knees. Thank you for my toes. Thank you. All of my body, I'm grateful. Thank you for children. Thank you for nieces and nephews. Thank you for husbands and wives. Thank you today. Thank you for KCC. Why would you call me? Oh, my Shana. Thank you for a holy mother. Thank you for a sanctified woman who made a covenant with you. And you, the covenant-keeping God, you kept your word. My God, the people who are saved all over the world are the fruit of her covenant. The people all over the world whose lives have been changed are the fruit of her covenant. And I thank you today. Thank you. thank you for the covenant that she made that saved me, that redeemed me, that filled me with the Holy Ghost, that rescued me. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. I will bless the Lord. Come on, Zion. Praise that man. Glorify him and give him the honor. Glory. Halaba. Shekema. Ilala mandolo bosaya. Ilobo shata. Le mandele be kobosia. Praise God. 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 Obankala. Elebasha. Ele mandolo bosaya. Ilele bandolo bosita, e kamanda la basa, e kandolo bobo shatelele ma, endelele bandolo bobo biala basi, enderebe kabanda la kiasa, e nonomoko saya, endelebe kabo shatila mandala kaya, yembebebebe kisa la mandolo kota. Eba shakala mandiliosa. Lift your voice now. We're getting ready to pray. My God, hallelujah. That was a good praise break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Words cannot express my gratitude of how grateful I am for this man. That man is worthy. Glory to God. There's deliverance in your praise. If you would learn how to praise him under pressure, if you learn how to give him glory when you're hurting, I always say it, I'm going to say it again. We men were made in the image and likeness of God. Women, you were made in the image of that man, your woman. But Adam was the God of this world, all right? All right? So men love to be praised. God loves to be praised. I mean, you praise him. My God, the things that he will do in your life, not complaining. See, he said do all things. That's Philippians chapter 2, without murmuring and disputing. Amen. No one wants to be in a house with murmuring and complaining. Nobody. He said, do all things without murmuring and disputing. So whenever there's murmuring, disputing, complaining, bickering in a home, there will be no joy in that home, and that home is going to die. I'm telling you that, telling you right now. But when there's praise and affirmation, glory to God. My God, to that king in that home, all kind of things begin to get unlocked. My God, remember I say there's a king in a man and there's a fool in a man, and who you talk to is what will come out of him. But I'm telling you, I'm talking to the king and to the king immortal, glory to God. And women, as you bless him, we're his bride. We're the bride of Christ, not by yourself, but together, together, collectively. We are, oh, ba, 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 shata. Collectively with his bride, all right? And because we are his bride collectively, amen, when we glorify him and honor him, he sits in heaven. And I believe he dances over us. That's either Zephaniah 3 or Zechariah 3. I think it's Zephaniah. But he dances over us. Can you make God dance? Can you praise God so much that he joins you? I believe that's what happened when Paul and Silas praised God. I believe that they praised God so much as I heard one preacher say that God got so entertained by the worship that he tapped his foot. And when he tapped his foot, the prison doors came open. They was not praising to get released, because when the doors opened, they said, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. They were praising because they knew that if you pray and sing praises to God, things will happen and be released in your life. We're going to command the release. This is going to be our last prayer. We're going to command the release, and I'm going to say something to everybody on here in the Holy Ghost. And I'm very serious about what I'm saying. God bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Now, it's Genesis 46:28 that declared that Judah went before Jacob to the land of Goshen. Your praise always goes before you. That's why when you get to church, you should not start praise at church. You should have sent a praise before you got to church. God, whenever they went to battle, Judah went first. You always start with the praise. You start your day with the praise. You start your day when you go on a business meeting. Start with praise.
when you get into prayer, start with praise. And I'm going to say something, because praise, according to the scripture, I believe it's Colossians, said that when you give him thanks, it causes your faith to increase. And a lot of you don't get breakthroughs in prayer because you don't understand that prayer don't make your faith work, but faith will make your prayer work. So if I start with praise and get my faith up, then I can pray, because my prayer is heard as a result of my faith. Isn't that powerful? All right. So let's right now, we're going to command the release of everything that belongs to us in the month of December and January. We are commanding a divine release. We are commanding a supernatural release. And I'm spirit-led when I do these fasts. Don't you understand? I don't just do fast to do them, but you that participate and are faithful, you don't know the ground that you're gaining in the spirit as a result of your fasting and calling on the name of the Lord. And we're going to do a lot of shut-ins this coming year. They won't be 3 days. They'll just be Friday night services from 7 or probably from 10 o'clock till 3, 4 in the morning. But we're going to get in a habit of praying and interceding and calling on God and making it our daily dedication, something we do all the time. Because let me tell you something, you're not going to stop no praying people. You will not be destroyed if you keep a consistent prayer life. And I know you don't think you're anointed, but I'm telling you right now, your family know you carry some weight. They feel the anointing when you walk in the room. You glow. There's a presence on you. That's why you stay in prayer. Raise that right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I command a release of everything that belongs to me. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares that death and life is in the power of my tongue. I command a release. I command a release of increase. I command a release of breakthrough and change in the life of my family, in the life of KCC, in the life of anything connected to me. I declare that anything that has been held up, I command it to be released. I command everything that belongs to me in the month of November, I command it to be released. Father, I desire to sow my seed. There are those on this call who desire to sow a certain seed. In the name of Jesus, I command the release of their seed. You give seed to the sower. I command the release. Hey, hey, hey. I command the release. I command the release of home. I command the release of vehicles. I command the release of sons who are bound by drugs, bound by addiction, bound by the hand of the enemy. I command the release of daughters who are under the spell of the enemy. I command them to be released from Satan's hold. Satan, loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. I command the release. I command the release. I command the release of property. I command the release of land. I command the release of everything that belongs to me in the month of November, in this week, next week, hallelujah, the following week, even going into January, everything that I'm supposed to receive in 2023, I command the release. I command the earth to yield the increase. I command earth, give it up, 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 give birth. Get birth, get birth, get birth, get birth. I command the earth to get birth. I command December, get birth. Hey, 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 whatever is stuck in the womb of time, I command it to get birth, get birth, get birth, get birth. I command the release, I command the release, I command the release of everything that belongs to me, my children, my family. Hey, 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 anybody connected to me, at home and abroad, I command a release of members from every direction. Father, I declare that we will experience exponential growth in KCC like never before from now all to the end of next year. Father, send them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I command the release of men. I command the release of women. I command the release of children. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring in doctors. Bring in lawyers. Bring in those who are wounded. Bring in those who are hurt. Bring in those who need healing. And may KCC be a safe haven. May KCC be a shelter for those who are broken, for those who are hurting. May they receive healing. May they receive deliverance. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Jesus told me today,
Hobashakalama. Some of you didn't say your 20 this morning, and that's fine. All of you know that God told us at the end of every prayer call to sow a $20 sheet. You'll do that now. But there are 100 people on this line that needs to sow a seed of $46.28. There are 100 people on this line that needs to sow a seed of $46.28. If you think it's a game, don't do it. But there are 100 of you that if you honor God, watch the release that's going to take place in your life. There are 100 of you sowing $46.28. There are 20 of you that are sowing $146.28. I said there are 20 of you that are sowing $146.28. The dollar sign, that's dollar sign, PBCJR. You that are believing God for seed, you that are believing God for a specific miracle in your life, sow this seed. Now, God told all of us to sow a $20 seed, so I'll be sowing $20, then I'm going to sow $46.28, and I'm going to sow $146.28. There's one person on here the Lord's challenging you to give $1,000. He didn't say $46.28, he just said $1,000. There's one person on here, God's challenging you to sow a $1,000 seed. But I want us to make sure we obey God and do what the Lord says. So again, as many of you that can are sowing $20, the rest of you are sowing $46.28. And the Lord says that there are 20 of you that are sowing $146.28. And there's one person that's giving $1,000. Lord, the rest of you that's on that $20 seed, just obey God. Let's get in on this. There are some of you got some things before the Lord and you're trusting him. You can't seem to get a break. Trust God. The Bible declares that the first lump be holy, the first fruit be holy, then the whole lump is holy. Trust God. Stop trying to do it your way. Stop being stubborn. That's a word for somebody on this call. You're going to have to stop being stubborn and do it God's way. And until you do it God's way, you're going to keep on being frustrated. That's why nothing's working for you, because you keep trying to do it your way. But if you do it God's way, I'm telling you, something so big is going to happen for you. So again, I'm challenging 100 of you to sow $46.28. God said 20 of you are sowing $146.28. One person giving $1,000. Amen. But let's sow our seed. And the rest of you are giving $20. That's what the Lord told us to do. But I trust God. I said, that's what I do. Well, the fast is over. My God, see what your praise did? Your praise walked you into some food. Glory to God. The fast is over. You're free to eat whatever you want to eat. Praise God. Amen. You're free to eat what you want to eat, drink what you want to drink. Amen. You can praise yourself. My God. You can praise yourself into some food. Okay, but let's be faithful. I love you so much. I'll be in Houston tomorrow. I'll be in Houston tomorrow. And then on Sunday morning, Jacksonville. And Sunday afternoon, we'll be in Charlotte. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. I want God's best in your life, and I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do. No good thing will he withhold from them that do what? Walk upright before him. I pray that God will give you a revelation of me in this next season. Give you a revelation of the man of God. Give you a revelation of your pastor. Give you a revelation of your prophet. Because if he ever does, your life will change. Telling you. Seen so many breakthroughs happen in the lives of people who got a revelation of the anointing of God that was upon my life. So again, there are 20 people giving $146.28. There are 100 people giving $46.28.
several of you are giving 20, and one person is giving 1,000. You are blessed. You are favored. You are knowing it. And you better know our praise is powerful because the devil tried to shut it down this morning. So see to it that you give yourself the praise. Give God the glory. Amen. I want you to keep on praising God 7 times a day, all the way till Sunday. All right? The consecration has stopped, but don't stop the praise. Keep with the 7 times a day praising God, because I believe something good is going to happen in your life as a result of your obedience. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Do me a favor, Charlotte. On tomorrow, go be a blessing to the cafe. You did it, Charlotte. Amen. Be a blessing to the cafe. Go get you some mocha, coffee, sandwiches. It's going to be a blessing. And we're excited about the kitchen. They're doing a lot of work back there. And I'm doing everything I'm doing. I want y'all to know everything I'm doing is to be a blessing to the church. Everything I'm doing is to be a blessing to the church. I want you to know that. That's my heart. Every dime I got goes into the sanctuary. And I'm doing it because I'm believing God for breakthrough. As I told you all that. Then hood on that oven is $48,000 and $48,700. Amen. That's just the hood. Yes, Lord. I'm going to do that. And I'm not asking anybody to get, but I believe I was just impressed by the Spirit. The walk-in refrigerator is going to be $32,000. And I believe I'm impressed by the Spirit to communicate to someone on this phone. And I really feel this, to sow that seed. It's $32,000. I'll show you the receipt if you want to see it. Hallelujah. But I really felt that strong in my spirit to impress. It ain't for me. Trust me, the money ain't going in my pocket. It's going to the church. I'll show you the receipt. But I'm impressed to challenge. Amen. Somebody, so that if someone on this phone can say, you know what, man of God, I can't give the $32,000, but I can give $16,000. I can give half of it, and somebody meet me halfway. I'm just telling what I feel in the spirit. Now, if no one does it, move on. We're going to trust God. God is our source. But I just felt impressed in my spirit to challenge someone to do that. And God will move upon whoever hearts need to be moved upon to do whatever needs to be done. Glory to God. There's someone in New York on this call. God's moving for your mother. I don't know who you are, but there's someone, Oba Shakande. God's moving for your mother. As I speak right now, I'm telling what I know in the Holy Ghost. So trust God. Amen. Well, I love you so much. I'm praying for you. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life, your life. Let's sow our seed, $PBCJR. If you want to sow that special seed that I just said, thank you, Lord. It's ProphetBrianKarn61@yahoo.com. You can send me an email. And again, y'all know I don't do this unless I'm impressed, but I'm really impressed with the Spirit by this. Yeah, and I thank you, Lord. I'll do it. KCC, as you know, we're preparing to sow our special seed at the beginning of the year. I'm excited. I'm believing God for at least 300 people. I'm believing God for at least 300 people to sow a seed of $2,023. Amen. And we're sowing that on watch night. We're sowing that on watch night. You know, you can get by cash, credit card, check. You know, I always prefer cash, a check, amen, or however you do it. But I'm believing God for 300 people that are saving and getting their money in place to sow their seed. I'm getting so many testimonies from saints of people saying, Prophet Khan, I believe God for this, and God gave it to me. This happened, and God gave it to me. Well, God's going to give it to you. Somebody say, well, you know what? This going to be my, I'm going to give it. Now, this might be my bill money, but I'm going to give it. And I don't want you to think that your bills won't get paid. Don't think like that. Get that out your spirit. My God shall supply. You hear me? Put your faith out there. All right? And watch God. He gives seed to the sower. I don't think that. I know that. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So put your faith out there. Trust God. And watch what God does in your life. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. And I'm believing God for the miraculous in your life. That's $PBCJR, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. I want you to trust God. Let me tell you something. And I'm going to say this one more time. And again, y'all know I don't stay on nothing this long. But the person who honors God with that seed and will sow a seed toward this walk-in thing at the church, you will call me. You will reach out to me with a testimony, a manifestation of a major increase by the month of March. I feel this strong. And, Lord, if I'm lying, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. I feel this very strong. Something good is about to happen in the life of that individual. God wouldn't have me to say it unless you were on here. You're on here. Now, don't try to figure it out. Obey God. Watch God. I love you so much. Amen. Get me something to eat. Since the Lord letting us eat. And give me something to eat. And I will praise God. I see y'all when I see you. Houston tomorrow. Jacksonville Sunday. Charlotte Sunday. You are blessed. You're favored. You're anointed. More grace. Cool by something.